Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope. Welcome to day two of our guided prayer retreat, Journey in Faith. The theme for today is challenge and courage. I'm grateful to H. Leffler for writing the devotion that follows the four scriptures. I invite you to listen to the scriptures a few times, or to listen to them all the way through and pick one that seems to be the one you'll pray today. May it be for you an invitation to hear God speaking to you through scripture. Challenge and courage. Esther chapter 4, verses 6 to 17. Hatak went out to Mordecai in the open square of the city, in front of the king's gate, and Mordecai told him all that had happened to him, and the exact sum of money that Haman had promised to pay into the king's treasuries for the destruction of the Jews. Mordecai also gave him a copy of the written decree issued in Susa for their destruction, that he might show it to Esther, explain it to her, and charge her to go to the king to make supplication to him and entreat him for her people. Hatak went and told Esther what Mordecai had said. Then Esther spoke to Hatak and gave him a message for Mordecai, saying, "All the king's servants and all the people of the king's provinces know that if any man or woman goes to the king inside the inner court without being called, there is but one law. All alike are to be put to death. Only if the king holds out the golden scepter to someone may that person live. I myself have not been called to come into the king for 30 days. When they told Mordecai what Esther had said, Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, "Do not think that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all the other Jews. For if you keep silence at such a time as this, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another quarter, but you and your father's family will perish. Who knows? Perhaps you have come to royal dignity for just such a time as this." Then Esther said in reply to Mordecai, "Go, gather up all the Jewish people to be found in Susa, and hold a fast on my behalf, and neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will also fast as you do. After that, I will go to the king, though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." Mordecai then went away and did everything as Esther had ordered him. The next reading comes from the book of Daniel, chapter 6, verses 10 to 18. Daniel in the lion's den. Although Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he continued to go to his house, which had windows in its upper room, open toward Jerusalem, and to get down on his knees 3 times a day to pray to his God and praise him, just as he had done previously. The conspirators came and found Daniel praying and seeking mercy before his God. Then they approached the king and said concerning their interdict, "O king, did you not sign an interdict that anyone who prays to anyone, divine or human, within 30 days except to you, O king, shall be thrown into a den of lions?" The king answered, "The thing stands fast, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be revoked." Then they responded to the king, "Daniel, one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or to the interdict you have signed, but he is saying his prayers 3 times a day. When the king heard the charge, he was very much distressed. He was determined to save Daniel, and until the sun went down, he made every effort to rescue him. Then the conspirators came to the king and said to him, "Know, O king, that it is a law of the Medes and the Persians that no interdict or ordinance that the king establishes can be changed." Then the king gave the command, and Daniel was brought and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you faithfully serve, deliver you." A stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lord, so that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No food was brought to him, and sleep fled from him. we turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 10 to 20. Hear what the Spirit is saying. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of God's power. Put on the whole armor of God so you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand all that is evil on that day, and having done everything, stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak. And now, words from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. The Canaanite woman's faith. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David! My daughter is tormented by a demon!" But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. Again and again, I am drawn to the story of the Canaanite mother. She faced so many challenges in approaching Jesus. Socially, she was property of her nearest male relative and had no rights. She was forbidden to approach or be seen with an unrelated man in public. Religious law forbade Gentiles and Jews from socializing together. As a person, I imagine she was terrified. As a mother, she would not be bound by how society or religion saw her. Despite her own fears or doubts, she summoned up her courage and approached Jesus, a Jewish stranger, trusting that her daughter could be healed. When the disciples urged Jesus to dismiss her, she would not give up, even when Jesus was less than charitable with his responses. Her love for her child would not let her back down. Courage is not the absence of fear, but courage is pressing on in spite of your fear. I remember the aha moment I experienced hearing this for the first time. Nelson Mandela, Mark Twain, Winston Churchill, countless well-known people have used similar words to remind us that courage is what lets us face a seemingly insurmountable challenge and move forward despite our fears or doubts. I have no doubt the Canaanite mother, Esther and Daniel, had fears and doubts, but as people of faith, they trusted God with them as they faced their challenges. Paul urges us to clothe ourselves in faith, the whole armor of God, so we have the courage to face the challenges of our lives. May it be so. I wonder when you have taken on something new despite your fears and doubts. I wonder what gives you courage to face challenges in your life. Let us pray. Faithful God, thank you for the stories of courageous people who remind us that whatever is happening in our lives, your Spirit is with us. Help us have faith and courage in the challenging times of our lives. Amen. Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.